big stud. You can be Bugs Bunny, I'll be Elmer Fudd.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. We talk with William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group, about some of the latest and greatest technology with the new Davis Refinery coming to Western North Dakota and the Bakken. Plus, Eric Hatch with Hatch Coaching and Hatch Realty talks about transparency in business and not allowing others to tell your story. Plus, singer-songwriter Blind Joe talks about marketing music in today's entertainment industry. All that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. So far, well, come on, baby, I'll fill me up. Step on that pedal and I'll rev me up. I said, well, I kind of like that, we kind of like that girl. The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. To find out more about Tom Peckskamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp.
Well, you can be my little pony, I'm gonna be your big stud. You can be Bugs Bunny, I'll be Elmer Fudd. I'll follow you, I think you know the way. Pigs, so we'd be getting dirty.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Well, I was 2 years old when John Lennon died. Well, I was 23 when George said goodbye. Yeah, next go, I think it's Paul, I say. And then there'll be only Ringo to play.
Okay, my name is Tiffany, and I work at In Bloom, and my business name is Tiffany Olson.
I'm Janae Holland, and I am at In Bloom as well, and my business name is G's Designs.
I'm Andrew Tazeric. Go into or explain these.
I believe, from what I remember doing that versus being independent, when you first get out of school, some salons are structured to give you an hourly rate or kind of that base salary to rely on, and then as you build your business, you get a commission. And some salons have like a sliding scale commission where the higher your sales are, the greater the percentage you get. Everyone is kind of structured independently.
So, how long have you two wanted to go into this field, or the things that you do?
I have wanted to do it since I've been a little girl. I remember back in kindergarten, my mom found this sheet where we were supposed to write what we wanted to do when we grew up, and I had a girl with a scissor in her hand, so I've wanted to do it forever.
Yes, me as well. I've always loved art and wasn't so sure about the hairstyling part of it, but always wanted to be in an art form, and people are our canvas, so that's really the only difference that sets our art apart. But I wanted to do it since I was a little girl. I have pictures as well of putting barrettes in my sister's boyfriend's hair and because they were trying to impress them.
So what you do is an art. And a lot of artists, well, there's a debate over if artists should go to school for what they do or just go off of what they already know. You should talk a little bit about how you did or what you did for school and your opinions on that.
I think education is very essential and should be required in our line of work.
Required to
yes,
be able to,
yes.
You have to go to school and get a license to be able to do what we do. So
yes. And I think in the industry, the longer that you do it, it should be a higher priority than it sometimes is to continue your education, because it's a business that's constantly evolving and changing and growing, and you really have to keep up with trends and stay cutting edge if you're going to do well.
And I do know with our state, we don't have to get continuing education to keep our license going, which I think is kind of sad because that's where people fall behind on trends. But I know that there are states around us that you actually have to continue to get education, be able to renew your license, which I think is very important.
And you do have to pay for that, correct? For the continuing education?
Yes. Yep.
Also, I heard one of you was homeschooled.
Yes.
Could you talk about that a little bit?
My mother homeschooled myself, and I have four older siblings, and I guess my parents always wanted to keep us protected, but give us enough exposure to find our own way and develop our own interests, and I'm very thankful for that. I think it's actually given me an advantage in my career and in my life because I've had to put myself out there a little bit more than maybe the average person would.
So what do you think are some advantages and also disadvantages of being homeschooled?
I think the only disadvantage is the stigma that comes with it, which is thankfully starting to wane away. But when I was in school, I remember it was something that you didn't really want to admit necessarily. It's been, now that I'm older, it doesn't bother me at all to talk about it. But the advantage is having a lot more independence and having to be very self-motivated, because there was no pushing you through. If you wanted to learn something, you had to take the initiative and have the independence and the motivation from within. And it also allowed me to develop probably my own talents and find my own gifts versus kind of being shoved in with the crowd.
So what's some advice you would offer for people who are lacking motivation or can't really find their passions?
Oh, gosh. I would say to find some sort of influence that fuels your fire, you know, whether it be someone that you really admire that you could mentor or could mentor you, and just looking for, you know, the areas that feed your soul, speak to you, and do your best to cultivate that.
Yeah.
That answers the question.
So, finally, we should talk about this idea of making money with a pair of scissors. Could you elaborate on that?
Well, that is the beauty of our business, I think, is that is your really only requirement. You build from that, but you can take your scissors and really do this anywhere in the world. We are not boxed in by having to have a label behind us. I mean, you have scissors and a license, and you can practice pretty much anywhere. So it gives you a lot of independence and freedom.
Do you have any comments at all?
Well, it's nice too that it's not just with the scissors. We offer a lot of other services too, a lot of add-on services. So it's kind of like if you can get a client in the door for a haircut, then we can really just expand our ticket with them by, oh, do you want an eyebrow wax? Or, you know, we offer all these other services too, which is really nice too. But a lot of times it's a haircut that gets people in the door.
Yeah, it's the bread and butter.
Yep, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, awesome. Thanks both of you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, my name is Tiffany, and I work at In Bloom, and my business name is Tiffany Olson.
I'm Janae Holland, and I am at In Bloom as well, and my business name is G's Designs.
I'm Andrew Desiree.
And I was born on the first day of my life. And I was 2 years old when John Lennon died.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckscamp. To find out more about Tom Peckscamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that singer-songwriter, Tom Peckscamp.
You know that I've lied. You know we do what we do so we can survive. And I was 2 years old when John Lennon died.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.